Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys talk about old games. It's Original Flavor Wednesday, so per the Original Flavor of Wednesdays, we're doing something off a list. Got the list, got its positive, got its negatives, going through a list. But this list that we're doing now is Dorkly's top 25 Nintendo 64 games. And this week we have reached 16, the 16th best Nintendo 64 games according to everyone that voted in Dorkly's poll. That game is Diddy Kong Racing. Yeah. And this is the longest time I've talked without anybody else saying anything. Can you keep it up? All right, it's fine. I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and I've been on kind of a regretful recall tangent. So I was trying to think, I was going to go through that box out of my mom's attic with all the stuff when I was little, and then I remembered something particularly cringy. I don't think I've talked about it before, but my top 10 levels of friends list I made when I was like 19 and posted it on LiveJournal. It's really bad. I don't know why. I don't normally do dramatic shit like that. Like attention grabbing, weird emos, just stupid shit. Like, why would you make a list of your friends, ranking them in order? And I couldn't do individual, so I did stratified levels. So it was 10 levels of friends. I didn't tell anybody I was doing this. I didn't tell a single person, but I made like a LiveJournal account, which I think I only had two entries, one being something about Ramon's very first D&D game, and the second being this. And I believe, let's see, one, at the time, I had just gotten in an argument with Ramon's now wife, JD, so I left her off the list entirely. Like, I'm not going to mention it, but I'll show her and not put her on this list. And then I remember, like, I put Ashley Shake pretty low on the list. I included like some professors from Murray State for some weird reason, some people that I haven't seen since high school, and I threw it up there. You can still find it. It's still up there. I'll put it in the fucking show notes because it's, I think you have to use the Wayback Machine to access it, but it's there. It popped up maybe a few years ago. Somebody's like, hey, remember this? And I was like, fuck. But I just remember it being super cringy. Like, on the top, I think it's like Josh and Jacob and somebody else. You're up there on like two or three, but we weren't super close at that point because I think we'd only done like one D&D game together. And it's basically two levels per D&D game you do together to climb up the top. It's just how it works. But I remember I did this, and then whenever it got out, I don't remember who said it first. I remember one of the girls I hadn't seen since high school messaged me on Facebook laughing about it. She's like, that's funny. I'm glad I made the list, but I don't like that I'm in the ninth tier. And I was like, all right. That's weird. Like, I don't know how anybody found it. And then eventually it gets around to JD, who JD comes to me super furious. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I just forgot. Sorry. Just passive aggressive shittiness. I don't remember what I was mad about. I don't remember anything about it. I think Ramon was mad because he thought he should be higher. My friend Jay Brent was mad because he thought he should be higher. Like, everybody who was on it was just mad about it. Everybody was just mad about it. It's one of the stupidest social things I've ever done. But it's on the internet for everybody to enjoy forever. That's all I got. Now you gotta say something.
You can just do mine.
Okay.
Just say, what's up, internet? I'm Dave. I do it in your voice, but I don't think I've got a really good Tyler impression.
No one really does. It just like, it basically, you do an impression of my dad, and that's sort of like it, but that's it.
I'll do an impression of your dad, but younger.
Yeah.
I really like that interest rate. It was very difficult for me to like keep quiet I was laughing silently. How did this surface? I'm sure you said that in the story, but I was too like busy, like in my zen-like trance, trying to stay quiet.
I feel like Ramon and I did a play together in college where we had to kiss, and I think it was the guy who directed that. Like, I haven't spoken to him in a long time either, and he just like posted it on Facebook one day. I was like, ah, great.
Just unprovoked. Like, great. What? Like, did you tell him about it, or was he just like, let me go to Yahoo search and type in Tyler Holland?
No, I think I had another post, and I had put like my top 10 college memories up until that point. And one of them was Ramon and I kissing during that name of that play. I don't remember what it was called. But I think the director must have searched for the name of the play.
The one where Tyler and Ramon kiss. I'm pretty sure it's the name of the play.
It's like it was written for us.
Let's see. The script calls for a guy named Tyler. Do we have any Tylers here? You're Tyler? Are you sure you don't just want to kiss this guy?
You like kissing other boys? Yes or no?
Put your hand down. So you just decided to fuck with you. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have a list like that.
Good. People shouldn't.
But I mean, I can make one. Why did you decide on 10 tiers? May I ask you that?
I don't know. No, I have a good memory. I can explain my behavior in a lot of different circumstances.
Yeah.
But that one, I don't fucking know. Don't fucking know what was going on.
How long did it take you to make? There's a lot of like really good questions here, I feel like.
I bet I made it in about an hour.
Oh, so there's no way it was a good list.
No.
I mean, but maybe it's the best list, though, because you were going on your, like, just your gut, like, Dave Moore, three.
See if you can pull it up and you can ask me about it.
All right. I don't really have an intro story prepared. I was just going to talk about feeling like the creepy guy at work, so I'd rather do this instead. What do I need to Google for here? Tyler Holland, list of shame.
I think you have to go to Wayback Machine, yeah.
All right, now what should I search for?
You can probably put Tyler top 10 levels of friends. Can't imagine you'll get a lot of hits.
Tyler, list of friends. I have a feeling the Wayback Machine's about to yell at me. Yeah. Wayback Machine doesn't have that page archived. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Next time.
And we could pause it and search for a while, but.
No, let's not do that. This is supposed to be a really clean one because we're recording two episodes today.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull back the curtain just because I feel like everyone listening deserves to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. They deserve to know why next Monday's episode it's going to feel like we're super fatigued. And that is because we recorded Diddy Kong Racing episode. Mm-hmm. Then at least I ate a huge burrito while we edited, made show notes, and posted and scheduled this episode. And then we recorded Beetlejuice episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm going to a wedding like for 4 days this weekend, so I had to do a double. I don't know the last time we did a double. It's been a long time.
I believe it was also in the summer, so it might have been like a year because I remember being hot.
We did Jungle Strike. I remember Rock and Roll Racing and then Jungle Strike because I was going on a cruise for that whole week. So we had to. I mean, Jungle Strike, that gym of an episode that has. Like it's in our like top three most listened episodes. And I don't know why.
Well.
I don't know why.
And that was one of those where I cringed, where it was like, oh God, people are listening to that one because I don't feel like that was a super strong episode.
I mean, neither one of us could get like 30 minutes into that fucking game because it was ridiculous.
And I feel like every episode that I personally feel like we get done recording, and I'm like. God damn, that was a really good episode. Like those get like on like 300 listens or something. It's like, all right, well, clearly no one even gave this one a chance.
We just start doing consistently bad podcasts. I guess they do better.
Diddy Kong Racing?
We can also talk about this awful, awful juice I bought.
Let's talk about let's do the anti-commercial.
Here's the thing about me. I love different kind of drinks.
You do.
I'm a sucker for like and packaging. Like,
yeah.
I used to collect cool glass bottle drinks when I was in high school and early college.
Have we talked about the Snapple? I feel like we've talked about the Snapple.
The Elements Snapple line.
Yeah.
I had all those. I remember I used to keep them all displayed like in a long row in my room, and I had a bunch of like Sobe bottles. I remember like back in the day, Sobe had interesting bottles. They could be turned into bongs. I didn't know that. Because like the glass at the bottom, there are like four different notches that are weaker than the rest of the bottle. So you can just like punch those through. And supposedly it's two turn into a bong.
I've had Sobe, I think once I had a Sobe at maybe it was Quiznos. It was some sandwich shop that used to carry them, and I remember thinking, well, I don't want to have water because it's gross. I guess I'll have that lizard drink. And it reminded me of Gex.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you 100%.
That's the first thing I thought of.
I've never played a Gex game in my life.
Me neither, but that's the first thing I thought of. And I was like, all right, I guess it's a Gex drink.
But I still love traveling and going to like big gas stations and going and looking and buying different drinks or whatever. And the other day when I was at Walmart, I was going through the organic section. They had a big thing of like all these new drinks. So I went nuts and bought several. So this one that I got is the 1915 Bolt House Farms.
Oh, that's, it went bad. It's 100 years old. No wonder it tasted awful.
And it is a blend of coconut water, pineapple, mango, avocado, and lemon.
Those are all things that I like.
Mm-hmm. But together, and you nailed it perfectly, it tastes like the water left over after you do a crawfish boil.
It really does.
It's terrible. It's really bad. Terrible.
So if you've never had crawfish before, which an alarming number of people haven't, mm-hmm. I've discovered, don't drink this drink just because it's awful, but definitely don't drink this drink after what you just heard because you're like, oh man, now I'm going to associate crawfish forever.
Or people want to know, what is crawfish? I haven't had crawfish. What does the water taste like after you cook them?
I don't really want to eat crawfish, but I would like to drink that water. I'm tired of drinking this hot dog water. I've tried hot dog water. I've tried chicken flavored ramen water. Let's try this crawfish water. Do you think we could market that? Do you think we could do like a line of water where it's just like it's
throwing
just the water at
the buzzwords on it, like extra electrolytes.
It's super tasty, y'all. That's our commercial. That's our slogan. It's super, super tasty.
And then right now I'm drinking palm coconut, 30% pomegranate, 60% coconut water. It's actually pretty good.
It is good.
It smells like suntan lotion, but it tastes pretty good.
It tastes like suntan lotion should taste like instead of tasting awful. I've tasted it before. I tasted it as a kid because I love the smell of coconut. I love all things coconut. And I remember being a child and smelling some like coconut suntan lotion. It's when we lived in Florida, and it was like, I remember I had rubbed it on my arms and my shoulders, and I had a little bit left on my hand. And I was like, it was bad. It was really bad. It was really bad.
See, coconut was a food I didn't like until adulthood.
Yeah.
Couldn't take it as a kid.
I eased into it because it was a topping, right? It was a topping for a bit on like...
I think most of my exposure to it as a kid was like on top of some cakes.
Yeah.
Just
ice cream too.
The shitty like dried coconut flakes that aren't good anyway. They just taste like wax.
Yeah.
And then like Mounds bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mounds and Almond Joy.
I like Mounds from the beginning.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I love Mounds now.
Pretty good. You talked about traveling around to try different drinks, and it reminded me of a conversation I had with someone today where it's like, I reached an age in my life, which I'm in now, I'm in this period of my lifespan currently where I like to go on vacation just to eat different food.
Yeah, no, I love that too.
Like, I mean, tourist attractions, no, like national parks, no, just anything interesting other than food? No, I want to go and eat. It's like going on vacation now.
Go sit in your hotel room until it's time to eat again and then go back.
Pretty, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Or it's like, you want to see what's on TV here? And then we'll, I don't know, maybe go out to a restaurant we've never been to. That is literally what I like to do. It's really kind of backwards, but.
No, I love it too. My dad does not understand that at all.
Oh, I fucking love it. You're stroking your beard. Tyler?
Yeah.
I got a very important question for you.
If I had to give this...
What kind of beard would you give the Cajun crawfish water?
I guess I have one little side anecdote I can say.
Yeah.
That my dad's birthday was the other day, or I guess last week.
Happy birthday,
we
Randy.
Went out.
It's currently Maester Wiley's birthday.
It is.
While we're recording
today,
this.
So happy birthday, Maester Wiley. if we're short on time, we should call him live on the show.
We should do that.
Like, it's early, like we did for Blake.
Okay.
And we love Wiley more than Blake, so we should definitely call him.
In order for that to happen, I will need to find my telephone.
Okay.
My pocket telephone.
Like, Dad, where do you want to go eat? It's your birthday. Where do you want to go?
Shoney's.
Please. He chose.
Wait. Can I get three guesses?
Okay.
Shoney's obviously is my first guess. That's the first thing that came out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. Ponderosa.
I would have thought the the Ponderosa and another steak because that's his favorite one. But no.
I guess my third man. I've struck out on the two that I figured would be like just Randy Holland dream dinner. By the way, I don't know Tyler's dad that well. Everything I know about your dad is essentially when he's been here and said something on the microphone or just like over the past decade and a half where you have talked about him. So I'm going to go with something completely just crazy for the third one. I'm just going to say this is completely crazy. Keep that in mind. Red Lobster. Red Lobster.
Yeah, Red Lobster is way too expensive. He would never voluntarily choose to take the whole family to Red Lobster. No, what he chose, I would have thought Cracker Barrel, because he loves Cracker Barrel. But no. He chose, in Paducah, we have Southside Walmart, which is kind of not my favorite Walmart in the area. We have like three.
We got three? Well, I mean, we got two in town.
I guess I don't count Benton Walmart, because that's like the next town over. Mm-hmm. But the Southside Walmart, it's part of like Walmart that has a strip of stores beside it.
Yeah.
He wants to go to a small Chinese restaurant beside Walmart. I don't even know the name of it. It might just be called Chinese food. I haven't been there in like a decade.
Is it? It's not still there.
It's still there. I know. That's what I said. I told Meg. She's like, I don't think that's there anymore. No. It's still there.
We're not eating burritos in between breaks.
Oh, man.
We're going to Chinese food.
You're going to regret that decision. Because like we sit down and it was, Dad was like, sometimes it's really good. Sometimes it's really not. I was like, all right, it's your birthday. You want to roll those dice. That's fine.
How about that? Is your dad a big gambler?
No.
This is how he takes it out.
This is
like his thing.
So he decides to go to this hole-in-the-wall Chinese place. It's really not good. Like we've talked about Chong's before. We have good Chinese food in town. Mm-mm, no, the one beside Walmart. That has nothing's changed in the last 10 years about it. They have like a dot matrix sign that says like Chinese food here, like put up in the window. Yeah. It's fucking awful. But we're sitting there and my brother's asking me about like my workout routine, what I'm doing. And I'm telling him, and we have a mutual friend that he was like, yeah, have you seen him lately? He's really big. He's been on steroids for a while. And I was like, is he competing in something? Like, what's his goal? No, he just wants to be really big.
He just really loves steroids.
Just loves
really,
them.
He really got into them and thought it was a cool hobby.
I mean, I could understand, like, if he's, like, a CrossFitter and wants to go to the CrossFit Games because, like, that kind of shit isn't regulated. So, allegedly, there's a lot of, like, substance abuse
at
the CrossFit Games. Allegedly. So, I was like, that? He's like, no, just wants to be big. And I was like, well, I guess all the girls just love, like, a super bulked up guy with a tiny dick.
Yeah, but say just girl, a super small dick.
Just give me, like, the muscles in the back, just rippling Hulk-like tiny dick. And then I didn't think my dad was listening. And my dad was like, well, if I was gay, that's how I would prefer it. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
I learned something today.
I guess
today.
That's true.
I learned something today.
And my dad is forced to bottom in some sort of prison situation.
Oh, he didn't specify that. Maybe he just...
said if he was gay.
Maybe he just wants a really easy reach around. you talking about other Walmarts, of course, made me think of this question. I think I know the answer, but have you ever driven to an out-of-town Walmart to buy a video game?
Not to buy a video game, no.
Really? I figured that you had, because I have certainly gone to like...
it's always been of the various places I've lived, it's always been within the town I've lived in.
Yeah.
I guess I drove to a Walmart way the fuck out of town to get the TV I have in my living room right now.
Because of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the only, like they had a really great deal and the only place I could find it was a Walmart like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
So like I borrowed Time Lord Josh Edwards' large SUV, got Blake, because it was going to take two of us, and we fucking drove way the fuck out there to get this TV. But video game in Walmart,
It's a nice TV. It was worth the drive. Mm-hmm. I think I did when we lived in Murray, because I can't remember what game it was. It was something that had been out for a while, and it was like, ah, shit. It's been out too long. This Walmart has gotten rid of it. This Walmart's not big enough to just hold on the games. And I remember driving to Paducah. So that's my story.
Now you want to do Diddy Kong Racing?
No, I did earlier. Now I don't. The mood is just completely, it's just completely passed.
It's like about, well, just do great podcasting with drinks and dad jokes and trips to the store.
I feel like the first, I don't know, 6 minutes or so, it was just you, was really pretty good.
Because what? I reread that our latest 5-star review, and someone was like, these guys talk about, they think they're too old to talk about games, but they talk about their lawns and dreams.
And that's it. I looked it up because last episode you were talking about, yeah, someone left us a 5-star, but it wasn't like a 5-star description. And I read it and I was like, yeah, I mean, he listened. Clearly this person listens.
Listen, they know our shtick. Not a fly-by-night 5-star reviewer. Didn't even request a game. Just wanted to throw that in there.
I figured that had to be. I just kind of assumed, like, I read it and I was like, this has to be somebody who's already left a 5-star review.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I know. I know what kind of review I'll leave. Something about lawns.
Oh, man. Dave, do you hear that?
Is it the sickly train that's leaving Chinese restaurant station?
Yep.
The steroid addicted Trainsy.
Mm-hmm. God.
That's why we haven't heard Trainsy in a while. Trainsy's
in rehab.
Yeah. Trainsy's not in good shape right now. That's really weird.
If you watch Dr. Drew's latest rehab show, Trainsy should be making an appearance on the Dr. Drew show. For steroid rehabilitation.
I just realized, and this makes me feel like we've been doing this for a while, I kind of think Trainsy qualifies as a deep cut now. Because yeah. We haven't referenced Trainsy, I feel like, in a while.
Yeah, because we don't hear Trainsy out of my house, so.
So, long-time listeners, you're welcome. You're welcome for that feel. Of course I hear that train. That very faint, sickly train that's probably might pull through, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pull through. Should have read that health rating on the door before they went in.
Man, yeah, I want to say it wasn't great.
That's a shocker.
I think it might have been a B.
Not bad. I've eaten at a C before.
See, because the rating system for like the letters is kind of strange, because like if you get an A, you get an A and that's done. Otherwise, because you can't just get a B. They don't assign A, B, C. So if you either get an A or you get like a C or an F. So if they give you a C,
yeah,
then you have so many days to make all the changes and they will upgrade you to a B.
All the hand jobs.
Yeah. So but if you outright fail,
yeah,
and make all the changes, then they'll upgrade you to a C.
That's bizarre.
So like if you've eaten at a C, that means they tried to shut them down.
Oh yeah, I've definitely eaten at a C. And it's like I guess like your father, I also like to live dangerously. Like sometimes I will walk into a restaurant, I'll be like at the door and I'll look at the C and be like, all right, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if it's a place like I've eaten at a Mexican restaurant before that was a C and it was like, all right, I mean, whatever, right? I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I just assume things were going on here for a while that probably weren't right.
The plates will be hot enough.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
It's cool. It's cool. yeah, of course I hear that tangent train, which of course intros a segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Diddy Kong Racing is a 1997 kart racing video game developed by Rare for the Nintendo 64. Stay tuned, and on Monday we'll be talking about another game that Rare developed,
mm-hmm.
Beetlejuice.
Mm. Before their glory days.
Well, that's arguable. I feel like Beetlejuice is probably the pinnacle.
Up there, people were like, yeah, we Banjo-Kazooie and Beetlejuice. Like Rare's the golden arrows in Rare's quiver.
The Rare games that start with B. it came out in, let's see, it was first released in, man, this is had to have been written by a European. It first, because the way, like, listen to these dates. It was first released on 14 November in Japan,
Yep.
21 November in Europe and 24 November in North America. It's weird that like trying to read that sentence straight just shut my brain down because it was like number before the month. I don't know what to do. 800,000 copies were ordered in the 2 weeks before Christmas of 1997, making it the fastest selling video game at the time, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. But we all know allegedly you can buy your way into that book.
Hmm.
In fact, that is a record. Person who spent the most money buying a spot in the book. It's like the who's who of records.
Yeah, who's who.
It was the first game to spin off from the Donkey Kong Country series and stands as the Nintendo 64's sixth best-selling game. Then they talk about the actual game, but I figure we can probably get into that a little bit. Just a little bit.
Had you played this game before?
No, I hadn't. I haven't played Mario Kart 64, which would probably be a good thing to... I feel like that's the thing we probably want to compare and contrast against.
Because I remember so vividly, like, man, this was divisive. I remember there being, like, at school, I would hear arguments and people online are still like, man, you are split in two different camps. You're either Mario Kart or Diddy Kong Racing. I remember it being, like, a hotly contested thing. Like, people were... And that's one thing, like, I was reading on Reddit, like, that non-Americans don't understand about Americans is that, like, Americans, we have, like, such arbitrarily fierce brand loyalty. Like, we'll just pick a brand and fuck everyone else who has anything else. Like, that's our brand.
So that's a purely American thing?
Yeah, because I remember, like, my big, you know, Ask Reddit thread about it and... People were like, yeah, we don't understand, like, especially with, like, fast food and things like that. Americans are just, like, they're very prideful about their brands.
I kind of get the feeling they're pretending a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. Because I remember, Canadian Redditors were talking about it. Like, when they're hungry, they'll just get out and go to whatever's closest, you know, just
bullshit.
Food.
Bullshit.
The only, like, Canadian chain I ever hear anything about is Tim Hortons.
Right.
And that's it. But other than that, they're just like, Americans, when you have that thing that you like, they will travel long distances to just have that thing that they like from the brand that gets their money.
I mean, you're not wrong, like, about me especially, because it's like, I've been on this Burger King kick. You know, I've been talking about the Burger King for a while. It's like, it's now like an ongoing thing between Time Lord Josh Edwards and myself where... I will notify him when I'm in a Burger King drive-thru. Like, that's just a thing that I do now. That's part of my Burger King routine.
Pull up, Snapchat self at Burger King to Time Lord Josh Edwards.
This will show you how little I played Nintendo 64 or knew even what the fuck was going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this was a game, Tyler. I did not know this was a game. I had never heard of this. I never even heard of this game until we decided to do this list, Dorkly's top 25 in 64 games. Didn't even know it was a thing. Just kind of, I mean, there was a remake that came out. Didn't even know that came out.
Like, I've been DS?
Yeah. I've been Diddy Kong blind. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember it because I never even really knew anybody that had it. Most of my friends were strictly Mario Kart people, but I know Diddy Kong Racing people were out there. But like one thing I never really understood.
The others.
I never understood though, like why Nintendo would sort of compete with itself.
Yeah. I still think it's weird.
I don't feel like everybody like bought both games. Like, we love it so much, we're going to buy both. It was just like, one or the other.
And that's a tough sell, right? Like, to go, especially if you're a child, to go to your parents and be like, I want both of these games. I realize that on the surface to you and also to me, they look identical, but I would like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's no parent's going to be like, okay, let's get both of those games.
Because, like, well, Mario Kart was like developed and published by Nintendo. And then Diddy Kong Racing is developed by Rare and produced by Nintendo. So by giving Mario Kart an in-house competitor, they're only losing money to Rare instead of just completely stuff that they made. So I don't understand why, but it's a thing.
It doesn't make sense to me. Do you know?
I haven't seen any other, like, they don't have competitive Smash Brothers games, like something that's similar with other Nintendo characters, but not the same. Like, they're not, no one's doing that. So I don't, okay. But that being said, they are racing games, but there is enough of a difference between them.
They came out a year apart, too. Like, it wasn't even a long stretch. It's like Mario Kart came out in December of 1996, and then Diddy Kong Racing came out in November of 1997. Did I say 2006 for Mario Kart?
It's pretty recent in 64 yeah. game.
I mean, there probably was a Mario Kart that came out in 2006. But yeah, 96 and 97. Not even a full year.
I mean, yeah, I guess one, because you can look at Mario Kart has strong multiplayer and like the battle mode. That's the selling point to Mario Kart.
I assume, yeah.
Donkey Kong Racing is strong single player.
Yeah.
With a lot of single player variety. And that's yeah. the big difference between the two.
It's kind of like an adventure game, but with racing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Or I guess maybe it's the other way around. It's a racing game with heavy adventure elements.
Yeah. Because you were able to play this game a lot more than I could. Because it is racing still, like, I haven't grown a taste for racing.
Yeah.
And this game is hard. So not only is it racing, it's difficult racing. So I'm just like, nope.
I like that about it. I like the difficulty. This, I really didn't expect to like this game. I kind of went into it thinking that it was going to be an inferior Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. I was pleasantly surprised. And now, honestly, I'm kind of worried about when I get to Mario Kart, like, maybe Mario Kart is, because Mario Kart's on this list, mm-hmm. and maybe it's higher on this list just because that tenacious brand loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Mario Kart is a championed racing game.
Yeah.
And I know the SNES version very well, loved that, and then later on got back with the Game Boy Advance version. But I mean, there was a window there because I missed Mario Kart 64 and I missed Double Dash. Those are the two Mario Karts that are just blank spots mm-hmm. for me. But I tell you, man, Mario Kart 64 better be one hell of a racing game or I'm going to be disappointed after playing Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah,
Diddy Kong Racing has some really weird shit in it, but overall, this is another one of the N64 games that I intend to finish.
Because despite the fact that it's not my bag,
yeah.
but I can completely say that it is a great game. Like watching you play it, seeing the enjoyment that you got out of it, and then looking at all of its pros on paper,
yeah.
like it's a great game because it has like especially it's kind of rare for a racing game like this to dote so much on single player, like
yeah.
so much. Like it surprises me a lot that Nicole Nance, this would have been a great game for her to have as a single child and playing all of her games alone because you've got, okay, break down the adventure mode for us.
All right. So there are some weird things about the game, which I definitely want to talk about. But adventure mode is essentially, there are a bunch of different worlds. And you go to the world, like you go to the first world, and it is a jungle world. And in this jungle world, there are like five courses. There's five jungle courses. And you race these courses, and you have to get first place on all the courses. And what happens is when you get first place on a course, you are given I think you nailed it when you said you're given a pottery balloon. It looks like it's yeah. a balloon that looks like it just looks like a piece of pottery.
Yep.
It's got that, I guess, chevron kind of pattern on it, and it's gold and blue. It looks like if you're playing a video game and there's a vase that's randomly sitting on a pillar.
Like Legend of Zelda. You're going through the Gerudo Village. Yeah. Like it's something like that.
So what you have to do is you have to go through all the courses and get first place so that you get the balloons. And then you use these balloons to go to different courses. They act as a currency where you have to pay to enter other courses. And then a boss. There's a boss door. There's a big boss door. Every world has a boss. It opens. You drive through there, and then now you've got to race a boss. Mm-hmm. And
I love that idea. I love that premise. I haven't seen it anywhere else.
No,
I think that's awesome.
It's a one-on-one race. You and usually a giant creature, like in the jungle world. I think it's actually called like Dino Jungle or something mm-hmm. like that. You race a Triceratops, and what's really interesting is like they're all really. I guess maybe the Rare realized this game isn't a joke. Like this game is a legit racing game because the boss will totally beat you if you're new to this game like I mm-hmm. was, unless you're a savant. Maybe you're a savant. But when I played it, man, like it took me several tries to beat a boss. So I was constantly hearing the boss's encouragement at the end of the race where it's like, yeah, well, come back. I mean, I'll race you anytime. Just come back. It'll be cool. Everything's fine.
Because this game is like super, super nice and adorable.
Yeah.
On the exterior. Like everything's like the story behind it is kind of whimsical, and all the characters and you're getting bananas, everyone's nice to each other. It's super it's super, super sweet.
Is there a story? I was reading through a game facts where mm-hmm. someone had a script, but I never saw it in the game. Does that eventually show up somewhere?
Because there's the story is that one of Diddy's friends, another racer, is like taken over by the villainous Whiz Pig.
Uh-huh.
And the only way to save your friend is to make it to Whiz Pig and beat him in a race. And then you get your friend back.
Who's the friend?
I didn't recognize really any of the characters in this because they're all Rare characters.
Is that Drumstick? Because I read about Drumstick.
I don't think it's
an
Drumstick.
Unlockable chicken racer.
Yeah.
Because
there's Drumstick and TT, who are the secret racers.
He's the
time trial.
Yeah. Let's talk about the characters.
Okay.
Because they were pretty alien to me as well. Because I knew Diddy Kong,
mm-hmm.
and I knew Banjo, but just like
Conker.
Right. I knew Diddy Kong because I actually played a game with him in it, or mm-hmm. two games with him in it. And I knew the others just because I'd heard of them. I've never played a Banjo game. I've never played a Conker game. All the other characters I had never heard of.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can't sit here and tell you their names because it's like, I'm not saying they're forgettable, but it's just like
they're pretty forgettable.
I can tell you what animals they were.
They all look like the other animals from like Dumbo Circus. Cuz like there's no way unless you pick one and like you're focused on that one, you're going to know what their fucking names are.
I've got a little quiz prepared, Tyler.
Okay.
what's the name of the yellow mouse?
Fuzzarina.
I think it's like, I don't know either. I think it's like, I played this game for, a long time. Mm-hmm. Like I played this game for probably a total of, it's an embarrassing amount of time that I played this game and didn't beat it. It was probably like 9 hours that I played this game. I think your name is like Meepsy or something like that. or Peepsy. Peepsy or Peepsy.
Peepsy.
You know, all the names we were thinking about naming Henry, but decided on Henry. I don't know, babe. Meepsy?
So I partial to the Peepsy. I'll meet you in the middle, Henry.
So there's the mouse, the yellow mouse, who is, from what I've read, like she's like the best of mm-hmm. The non-TT mm-hmm. characters, like the regular racers. I couldn't bring myself to play her because she is just like overly cute. Mm-hmm. Like just like that's her thing, is just being cute. There's Conker, of course, who I played as for the majority of the game, and then it got to a point where I was like, I need to check and see if I'm playing this game right. And then I learned that Conker is like one of the worst possible racers.
That's another thing I don't understand. Like, why make a character unplayable?
I wouldn't say he's unplayable, but when I was playing this game, I was wondering the same thing. Like, why do you make some racers just like, just way worse. Mm-hmm. Like there's no contest. It's just like, this is a worse racer. And the only thing I can think of is maybe like it's a difficulty thing.
I mean, this game is difficult enough without adding like I don't know. I mean, I would imagine at least like make Conker really good piloting the airplane. Make him the best at that, and then every other racer, you know, balance them where they're all good at something as opposed to just making some shitty. But oh well.
And Conker's he's a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
I switched to Tip Top. Tip Top's the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was on Drew Rowland's recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And man, much better racer. Much better. Not as fast as Conker, but like he's got the handling down. So that I've only raced his two. I didn't try any of the other ones. Mm-hmm. I didn't try Banjo. What is Banjo?
A bear.
He's a bear?
Mm-hmm.
They took some real liberties with Banjo, I feel like, because it's like all the other
bears
animals
don't wear pants. They don't wear denim shorts.
Dude, all the other animals like look like the animal they're supposed to be. And then Banjo was just like, I don't know, is he like a marsupial? Is he like a Chernobyl animal that just kind of like, I don't know. He's like the Jim Brewer of animals. Where he just constantly looks high. No one's exactly sure what's going on, but they're like, all right, whatever. He's here. We'll let him race. So he's there. There's a tiger. I can't remember his name. It's a typical like cutesy tiger name.
Mm-hmm. There's an alligator.
Yeah, he's a Kremlin. A Kremlin.
Oh, okay.
He's a fat Kremlin from, which all these characters I read somewhere. I mean, there's my source somewhere on the internet that Rare planned on like actually using all of these characters in other games. And then
so that's, I feel like that's a misstep for Rare. Like, no, we'll use them eventually. No, pick from your already given pool.
Which granted, I mean, kind of small.
No, Peepsy, we're gonna make a Peepsy game. Trust me, we're gonna make her the best racer, so everybody will love her, and then go out and buy our Peepsy game,
our Peepsy puzzle game, the Peepsy puzzler. And if her name turns out to be Meepsy, we'll rethink everything. So yeah, the fat Kremlin. There is, I mean, other ones. There's other animals. There's
mm-hmm.
a badger. There's a badger. There is. Those are the important ones.
Yeah. You may as well just be either the turtle or the mouse or Diddy. Pick from those three, and you're gonna have a better time.
Standard Nintendo fare. Diddy Kong is like he's the Mario of this mm-hmm. game. He's your average. He's decent at all of the abilities,
mm-hmm.
at acceleration, top speed, handling, that kind of stuff.
Because let's see, because there are 30 stages, 5 worlds. But let's see, because you go through.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I didn't like that I thought was seemed kind of backwards to me because your initial run through of the game, or the run through of a world. You have to get first place in every single race in order to move on.
Yes.
And then you have you do the boss.
You gotta race the boss. And then the boss tells you that he's gonna reopen all the courses that you just did. And he's gonna put coins there. There's gonna be 8 coins in each course.
When you told me that, it was just like my sales were pretty full of win, and you were like, nope, no more win.
No, I warned you, because like when I first told you about this game, I was like, I reached a point where I was like, Tyler is going to hate this game. And that was the point.
Yeah.
That was the point.
Totally right.
Because
totally
it was like, not only do you have to get first place on this, you got to do it again. Find and collect 8 coins that are hidden on the track. Mm. And granted, some of them aren't really hidden. They're just kind of, there. You just got to drive over them and get them. And then you got to get first place at the same time.
Because it just feels like, I mean, I get the challenge of it. It's a good idea behind the challenge. But at the same time, it feels just like fluff.
Yeah.
No, do it again, but just a little differently.
Well, and it's weird. I haven't identified why. And you know that like my pet peeve is redoing stuff in the same game. Like that's my biggest complaint about some Zelda games.
Yeah.
Is redoing the dungeons. I don't want to do that. But for some reason when it's bite-sized like a race course, I don't have a problem with it. For some reason I enjoy that. Even when it takes me longer to complete that task than it would for me to go through redo a dungeon in Zelda. Mm-hmm. Logically it makes no sense, but for some reason with it being in that like snack size container, totally fine. I can do a course 20, 25 times trying to get all the coins in first place.
I mean, I get it on a certain level because like I don't like repeating stuff either, or I don't like doing things. Difficulty for me, like, I want to be able to get it by, like, my sixth or seventh try. Past that, then I'm just frustrated and I want to quit.
Yeah.
Except Super Meat Boy, because it's packaged so well, there's zero waiting. You're immediately back into it when you die. You don't have time to get super frustrated.
And you're not penalized, really. I mean, yeah.
It's like a 5 to 10 second cutscene on either end of a death. I'm not interested. It gives me time to get frustrated and stew on messing up again and then having no, I'm going to have to wait again and just,
yeah,
it fucks everything up. So, but I guess this, because the races are so small and short, it's not a big deal just to go into them again.
And you, of course, have the option to hit pause. Like, I can't tell you how many times I started a race and, like, didn't even get finished with the first lap. And it was like, nope, not going to win this one.
Yeah.
Just hit start, retry.
Yeah.
So that's nice, too.
Because then, after you clear the coin levels again, then you fight. Then you have to do the boss again.
Race the boss.
The boss is more difficult.
Harder now. Yeah.
And then you unlock where you get a special trophy.
Yeah. You got to do the trophy. I mean, you don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to. You don't have to do this trophy race. But, I mean, of course, I did it.
Yeah.
Because it's there and it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I'm a little task oriented. If a task is there, I will fucking do it. And I won't move on to the next world until that is completely done. And then it's like, all right, this is 100% it. It's time to move on to world two. But a trophy race is you do all the courses. It's like a cup in Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. You do all the courses, and in order to pass it, you need to get an average of first place for all the races.
And see, I feel like the first go through and the trophy should have been switched. Like, I feel like your initial run through should have been where you have an average of first place and you can then move on to the next world, as opposed to having to get first place in every single race. And then the trophy should have been go through these, get first place in every, because it's the super difficult one.
Yeah.
And that should be the get first place on every single race.
But see, I see where you're going, but I think that, like, getting first place the first time through on those courses is so much easier than getting an average of first place in the cup. Because by the time I got to that cup, man, the AI difficulty's fucking cranked up on all the other racers. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it is a struggle to get first place or even place in the trophy race. And also, if you fuck up a course, like, halfway through, like on the third course, you can't redo that. You can't retry that course. You have to start if you
the whole thing.
Yeah, if you want to retry, you have to retry the whole thing. So it's like, now all of a sudden it's this question where it's like, okay, do I accept this fourth place that I got on the third course, or do I start everything all over again and try to do better?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer for me is, if it's an airplane level that I fuck up, I just keep on going, because airplane levels are hard as shit.
Because there are more levels inside of this, in that it's not just kart racing. You have a kart,
yes,
a hover boat, and an airplane,
yeah,
that you're having to mix these up in every world and race. And then, like Mario Kart, where you would run across the blocks with all the random items in them, in this game, there are balloons of different colors that have different effects,
yeah,
that you have to strategize because they act a little differently.
They do. And this is one of my favorite things about this game, and I didn't pick up on it at first, but it's really, I think, a really cool mechanic, because there's a little more strategy involved, because there are different types of balloons. They're colored differently. There's red balloons, and if you race over a red balloon, you get a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You get something that's going to be offensive. There are blue balloons. If you go over a blue balloon, you're going to get something that's going to give you a speed boost. You're going to get something that'll help you go faster. And if you get a green balloon, you'll get something that is like a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Like like the first example is like an oil slick that you'll spray out behind your cart. And there's a fourth balloon, which is like a rainbow colored balloon, and that is a magnet. They're much more rare than the other ones. But okay, so first of all, what I like about that is you can target what you want based on the situation. Like, if I am in first place and I want to keep first place, obviously, I will go for a green balloon. Because if I get a green balloon, and there's someone right on my ass, I can immediately just lay down a trap mm-hmm. and try to take them out. If I'm like in third place or fourth place, like if I'm on the cusp of maybe sprinting ahead of somebody, I'll go for the blue balloon. If I am further away, I'll get the red balloon so I can try to shoot someone down and then pass them. Mm-hmm. So I automatically like that. Like some of the randomness is taken out where like...
Yeah, because Mario Kart is just whatever you... It's, you're probably going to get banana peel. You might get something
yeah.
else.
Which is totally a random element that I think is like Mario Kart. After playing this, I realized how chaotic Mario Kart is.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of just random elements that'll totally... Like Mario Kart, especially, I mean, obviously the blue fucking turtle shell, like you can go from like first to not placing at all.
Yeah.
And in this game, that's a lot more rare. It's based more on like your technical skill
and strategy. Yeah.
And what's also cool about the balloons, I feel like I'm gushing about this game. I didn't intend to. What I like about the balloons is they will stack. For instance, if I pick up a red balloon, and don't use the missile that it gives me and wait until I run across another red balloon, it will upgrade my missiles to like homing missiles. And then if I hold on to it for a third time, it will just give me 10 missiles to use whenever the fuck I want to. And it does that for each color. Like the trap balloons go from, the green balloons go from oil slick to landmine to bubble. And they each take your opponent out for longer periods of time. I think that's a really, really, really cool thing. And it's one of those things that sets this game apart from its cousin, Mario Kart. You mentioned the bananas. I want to talk about the bananas mm-hmm. for just a second. Man, I did not realize how much I had trained myself to fucking avoid yellow bananas on a course until I played this game. That was the hardest thing about this game, was retraining my brain. Yes, we want the bananas. We don't want to avoid the bananas like we do in Mario Kart. Because like that was jarring. Because you collect the bananas. The more bananas you collect on the track, the faster you will go. And... God, it took me so fucking long because I see a banana on the way down the course and I would find myself just like without even thinking about it, just instinct, just hedging to either one side of the banana or the other because yeah. I'm just so used to running over a fucking banana peel in Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
So that was frustrating.
I didn't think about that. That's funny. And then the last layer being that in each world there is a key hidden somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's like legitimately hidden, like... When you're going after a key, don't worry about placing in the race.
Right.
You're searching throughout the level trying to find this hidden key.
Which is cool. Sometimes. Like, it's not cool for me who, like, I hate. Ugh. It really, like, just frustrates me when I'm like, okay, obviously I'm not placing. I gotta find this key. It infuriates me because it's like, man, I feel like I should be racing.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone else here is racing.
Everybody's running around in circles, yeah. and I'm, like, off in the grass, and you're going over, like, bridges that aren't even part of the course, trying to look for a key.
Yeah.
But I think you have to get all the keys in order to get to the final boss that unlocks all the keys together, unlock his door or whatever.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And then, because I thought, you're also collecting those pieces of the amulet that are from the trophy races. I wish I knew what that does.
I have no idea what those do.
I just assume that's how you race WhizPig because they're WhizPig. It's a WhizPig amulet that you're putting together, but maybe it unlocks one of the hidden characters. I'm not sure. That's another thing. Hidden racers. How fucking cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like Mario Kart. Granted, I haven't played Mario Kart 8. I don't know if they do this. I know they've got DLC characters, but man, you should do that shit, Nintendo. You should do that shit Brawl style or Smash Brothers style where it's just like, get those unlockable characters, man. Start with a core of like, 8 racers to just kind of give you a sampling where it's like, okay, well, these 2 racers they're kind of slow racers, but they got really good handling. These 2 racers are average at everything. These 2 have good top speed, et cetera, et cetera. And then like once those are kind of mastered, those basics, man, just start unlocking those other characters.
I completely agree. How do you feel about its placement on the list at 16?
Hard to answer that question because I haven't played a lot of the other games on this list. My gut instinct would say that this needs to be like in the top 10.
Yeah.
But just because, I mean, even with the little weird things, man, holy shit, this game surprised me. Yeah. I really expected this game to be pretty horrible.
Well, I mean, according to the list, it's just a little bit better than Rogue Squadron. Just a little bit.
I enjoyed Rogue Squadron, but like this is clearly a much better game than Rogue Squadron. Honestly, at this point, this is the best game that I've played on the list so far, I feel like. And I really enjoyed Mario Tennis.
And you love Mario Tennis, yeah.
But this is...
And Resident Evil 2.
This is better than Mario Tennis, and so I don't piss everyone off. This is better than the N64 version of Resident Evil 2.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Gotta play that Dreamcast version. We'll see.
Here's the thing about Resident Evil 2. You play that game, and you've got it. You've got Resident Evil 2 figured out. Mm. Diddy Kong Racing's got that replay where it's like, trust me, not every race is going to go the same.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like I could just go back and play. Even if I finish the game, all the courses first place, I feel like I could go through that game again. But this time I go through it with a different racer. I can go through it with Banjo this time and see how it's different.
Yeah.
And I would do that.
See, I'm glad. See, I can't fucking fathom playing. Even when I was young and, you know, time was my biggest resource.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting a little sick, so I'm going to start sounding weird.
Yeah, you just flipped like that.
Yeah. I can't fathom playing like that at all. I'm glad you do
like,
it.
Like, you mean like replaying?
Yeah, and over and over again. Or like,
you've done it with taking each RPGs. Character.
I have to, and even that, like, I have to fucking love a game to keep going like that. Like, Fallout 3 is, like, looking at my list, like, I feel like a good way to look at the way like you play, like you will play a game, like getting all of the trophies or achievements is just like a thing that you like to do and that's your play style, and having to play it over and over again to get certain achievement that's fun for you,
yeah.
or at least you don't mind it.
That's like, usually it's fun depending on the game.
Yeah, but man, my pool of games that I will do that with is extraordinarily small.
Yeah,
like I think of. The last console generation, Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, are the only things I platinumed in like my entire fucking library.
I will do it for games that I love. That I kind of feel like where we differ is I think that you like to play a lot of different games. And I also like, I start out where it's like, I want to play a lot of different games. But what'll happen is as I'm doing that, as I'm trying different games out, I will fall in love with one of those games. And when I do, I don't want to play anything else until I have played every single bit of that game. Mm-hmm. And that's like doing these lists is incredibly tough for me because it's going to be difficult for me to move on from Diddy Kong Racing. Cause yeah. I really do like you. I let you borrow this game today, or yesterday. I missed it last night. I did. I missed the game last night. Mm. I was the whole time. Sorry, Beetlejuice. Whole time I was playing Beetlejuice. I was like, wish I was playing Diddy Kong Racing right now because I missed that game. I'm ready to get back to it. I'm ready to open up another world.
Yeah.
I thought about it at work. I thought about this game at work. Tyler, this is an old game. Uh-huh. It's been out for what? It's been out for like 18 years. I missed an 18-year-old game at work today. This game is now legal. This game can vote.
See, that's a strong point for it that you can say that about it.
I loved it. I really did. I absolutely loved it. Strong, strong game.
Yeah.
And I hope a lot of that isn't from me being surprised because, you know, it's one of those things where it's like there are so many movies that I appreciate because I went into that movie with just super low expectations. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not a scenario like that where because I totally did go into like Diddy Kong Racing. It was like Diddy Kong Racing, whatever. Let's do it. Let's do our jungle races. And I turned out really loving it.
Mm-hmm. Do you make any achievements?
Usually I have achievements.
Because if you really loved it, you would have made achievements.
I know. The only thing I could think of was something I'm just going to make up on the spot because I want to do something with – you remember the Red Hot Chili Peppers song, which might have been cover. I don't know. I think it was Aeroplane.
The only Red Hot Chili Peppers song I really remember is Californication.
Yeah.
And, man, like that song will make me sick to hear. I heard it. Oh my, that might be the single song I have heard the most in my entire life.
Why?
The radio station.
Oh, yeah.
God, they just like, man, we're going to walk into it for the next hour. Just put Californication on repeat. Everybody loves that shit. I feel like, and then like anywhere I go, I will hear it in restaurants. I'll hear it like, I'm so, to pick a song I'm just fucking over and sick of and wish like Tyler Holland. here, do you have the entirety of human music? You may delete one song. Fucking Californication Red Hot Chili Peppers. Fucking get it fucking out of history. It is gone.
So no need to leave that as a voicemail question.
Yes.
I don't have any achievements, but I can come up with at least one while you're giving yours, if you have any, which I know you do. You always come prepared with achievements.
So you want me to go and give, because I have two.
Please.
This one is, it's always a bad day. And you unlock, it's always a bad day by beating a whole world is conquer.
Awesome.
And the second achievement being, you're not Mario, you know that. And you do that by collecting all the coins in a stage on your race where you have to collect all the coins.
Oh, gotcha. Those are pretty good. Those are really good. They're a lot better than mine because I don't have any. I wasn't able to come up with any while you were doing it. That was way too fast. Here's one. And maybe this actually reminds me of possibly an intro story that I'll do for Beetlejuice. And it's called Red Balloon. And in order to unlock Red Balloon, you need to go through a course and collect 3 red balloons, which gives you 10 missiles, which is really fun to just like be in third place. Or actually, it's really fun to be in fourth place, have 10 missiles, 3 players in front of you are about to cross the finish line, and you just fucking spam. You just spam those missiles, and you see the players, the other racers, just all go to the side, and you go first. But in order to unlock Red Balloon, you have to collect all 3 of them. That is an 11th Hour reference. Are you familiar with that game?
Nope.
That is an old PC adventure game where it's spooky. It's a spooky game, Tyler, in which there is a clown, a spooky clown, who is holding a red balloon and saying, "Red Balloon." So that's a deep cut.
See, I was hoping you're like, this could probably be an intro story. It's called Cracked Bleeding Anus.
It's called That Week I Spent in Jail. I really hope that...
It's called Why Do I Have to Keep a Secret, Uncle?
It's called I Never Told Mommy. I hope that Lord Matt gets. He'll appreciate that if he's listening to this one. Not the not tell mommy the red balloon thing. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I see you rubbing your beard for the second time today. Which, of course, the second time I know I'm supposed to ask you. This is the Pavlovian response that I had to you rubbing your beard. Is this question a series of questions? The first of which being, if you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would it be?
I would have to give this the beard of Doc McKenzie.
Who is that?
Doc McKenzie, apparently back in the day, was a famous race car driver. And he started, like, he was a successful race car driver. But during an important race, he shaved his beard before the race. As he's driving down. Car. I gotta look good when I cross the finish line.
Sure, it's my anniversary. As soon as I get out of this car, I gotta go to Patty's settlement, get some pork chops.
But like he shaved his beard before he raced, and then he did terribly on this race. So then it became a superstition for race car drivers: don't shave on race day.
Really?
So
is that's a thing still to this day?
That's a thing. I was looking at racing superstitions, and that's one of them. There's something about peanuts, and there's something about the color green. They're all racing superstitions.
I hope that you were looking at these superstitions just like completely unrelated to Diddy Kong Racing. You were like, I don't know, prepping for Jeopardy or something. I'll take racing superstitions for 600. This early racer shaved his beard and lost the race. Who is Doc McKenzie?
Oh, they didn't think anybody of
shit. Okay.
All right.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I would have to give it a pair of glasses, probably just a single screen of which you would view Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
Because Wreck-It Ralph is sort of about racing, a very cutesy racing game. So it just, and it's good. The movie's good. This game is good. The screen for Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
There you go.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
this isn't going to be nearly as fun to play because there's just you here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either going to, you're not going to, if you win, you're not going to beat anybody. If you lose, I mean, you're just losing to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is, I want to know how much this game is on Amazon. If you were to buy this game right now, mm-hmm. used on Amazon, how much do you think you'd pay for it?
Well, I know, I mean, it's a good game. There are 800,000 copies, the highest selling game of all time. There are going to be a fuckload of copies. But it's good enough that I don't think it's going to be like $2, $3, a penny.
We should play a couple penny games.
Yeah.
Just see what's on Amazon for a penny. Just buy them and
today
play them.
We're going to read this copy of Model Land I bought 2 years ago.
Today we're going to play Beetlejuice.
Next time Todd Dunnigan comes on the show, I'll give him that thing in Model Land I bought for him for that drawing.
Can we do our own list? The top 10 games under $1?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Apparently, there's been a thing about, like, you know, the Steam refund policy that's coming into play.
No, I'm not familiar. What are they doing?
If the game was, like, if you've only played, like, under a certain number of hours, you can return it for a refund.
Really?
And people have been abusing it by
getting cards?
Well, they buy games that are just have a quick turnaround. Buy it, beat the game, immediately return it. So, gotcha. Like, it's hurting a lot of indie developers who have made short games because people just buy it, return it.
That's a shame. I had heard a rumor that Steam's, like, Valve's customer service in general is just horrible.
Really bad, yeah.
Like, I've heard that from a lot of internet people.
Yeah. I've also heard this from a lot of people. It's a valid source.
So, I mean, I trust them implicitly. You know, like when I need a major life decision and I ask these internet people, like, I don't know, what kind of mortgage should I get?
What have you done, internet
strangers
people?
On the internet?
Definitely go to one of those go for cash places and just...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm certainly not going to ask, I don't know, like my father who's done this plenty of times in his life. Fuck that. Hey, strangers on the internet, please tell me.
Build a hobbit hole out of dirt? All right, internet.
You got it.
Make a yurt? Absolutely, internet.
How much do you think? How much do you think? $1?
$8.
$8. Actual retail price of Diddy Kong Racing for the Nintendo 64 used on Amazon at the time of this recording is $9.29. That's a fucking steal.
Mm-hmm.
No joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you got an N64, you don't have Diddy Kong Racing.
And that's on Amazon. You can find it cheaper somewhere else then.
You can definitely find it. You can probably find it cheaper on eBay. I can't remember how much I paid for it, but it wasn't a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also, I didn't pay a lot of money for this. I kind of just assumed it was going to be bad based on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But man, totally $10, totally worth it. Buy it. Play it. Got a guess for how much it is new?
$185.
$599.97. Just
one.
Just three Model Land shy of $600.
Man. You want to call Wiley, wish him happy birthday?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm also fine with voicemail. That'd be totally, totally fine.
Too much birthday fun, I'm guessing.
Reach the voicemail for Wiley Ammons. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
We should press 1. I've never pressed 1 for more options.
I don't know what the more options
ever.
Are.
What do you think they are?
Would you like to? Is this a person's birthday? Would you like to send him a birthday present? Press 1.
Press 1 for yes.
I hope you can hear me, Wiley.
Yeah, we're calling you on my phone. Of course you're on Tadpog, your voicemail's on Tadpog right now.
Yep, it is.
Just to let you know, we want to call you and wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, live on Tadpog. You'll hear it tomorrow when it's not your birthday.
But it's your birthday week.
But it's your birthday, yeah, it's true, that's true.
It's your birthday week, and we love you,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to call you and tell you that.
Yeah,
and
a lot.
I hope you're having a good birthday.
I hope he's like just super drunk, just super
just
drunk.
Just the drunkest?
Yeah, just the drunkest sex havingest priest you've ever seen.
I hope you took the day off for tomorrow.
Probably not.
Ugh.
No, if I know Wiley Ammons the way I know Wiley Ammons, like he's not gonna take the day off. Nope. He'll work on his birthday, and he won't even mention that it's his birthday. Yeah. He won't want to make anybody feel bad that he's working on his birthday.
I want to point out that this is kind of weird to me, because mm-hmm. this is something that we totally could be doing without the voicemail going.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wiley's going to listen to this episode,
mm-hmm.
and he's not on the phone.
Nope.
So, I mean... In fact, I'm holding the phone up to the middle of the table. He probably can't. He won't be able to distinguish what we're saying in this message.
Yeah, that's probably true. So
happy birthday, Wiley!
Here's your awful 3-minute preview of tomorrow's episode.
I feel like it's been a pretty good episode. Mm-hmm. I will say that this very day we got feedback from people saying that they really liked it when we're off topic. And I feel like there's been a lot of game talk this episode.
Yeah.
So you're welcome. We just took your feedback and shit on it.
So. There'll be plenty of off-topicness for Beetlejuice, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I really want to get deep into the gameplay of Beetlejuice. So I guess we'll let you go now, Wiley.
Yep. Thanks for straining to hear.
Yeah.
It says Dave called me, but I don't know.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Wiley.
Birthday.
Bye. If he calls back while we're still recording, we're totally taking
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hope so. He has 10 minutes,
3 minutes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's Tyler going to talk about for 7 minutes? I'm just going to be, you know how I was silent for the first 7 minutes? I'm going to be silent for the last 7 minutes as well.
So am I. It's going to be really weird.
I'm going to bookend this episode.
Tyler and Dave, wait and see if Wiley calls back. It's just us sitting here.
This joke isn't going to work because Chunk 8 Silent just
get it
like,
all out.
Totally,
so, yeah,
totally.
So yeah. I may as well not even try.
No one knows that we were just silent for 15 seconds.
For 45 minutes, it all got we all lost it at both.
We committed to this joke. You know what? Let's just do it. All right, now we'll edit. We'll edit in just 45 minutes of silence here.
Okay.
It'll be like the hidden track.
Can we find that somewhere? 45 minutes of silence. Download 45 minutes of silence and then edit it in.
We need to leave the room for 45 minutes and then come back.
I hope there's a pay site where you'd have to pay 99 cents for 45 minutes of silence that put it in somewhere.
I mean, we could do that.
We could do that. Oh, okay. What's Paul playing today? I want to mention Paul for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to see footage of Diddy Kong Racing being played, check out What's Paul's Playing Today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to plug again Mario Italiano, Colored Mage John Sullivan,
mm-hmm.
his iOS card game. It seems to be getting very good reviews, so it seems to be doing well. Proud of John Sullivan.
Absolutely. Also check out Paul did after we talked about California Raisins. Mm-hmm. He played California Raisins. See if he could beat it in 8 minutes. So I'm not gonna spoil it. You'll have to watch it to see.
And then Grand Archivist Paul Korn plugged Wayward Cross Comics.
Rhythm Master. Yeah, he's been. I don't know. Is that a lateral? That's not a lateral. That's an upgrade.
Yeah,
he got promoted.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I walked all over your plug.
No,
I'm sure he was listening and he was like, "Ah, fuck." Dave talked over the thing that Tyler was saying. Wayward Cross Comics.
It'll be in the show notes. Wayward Cross Comics.
Check it out.
I don't think we have anybody else to plug for anything else.
There's lots of people.
Jacob's an actor. Put him in your independent film.
He's got a Facebook page. Check it out. He's got way more likes. Just way more.
We average. We're almost at 300. So we average about 100 Facebook likes a year.
Hey, none of those are paid for though.
That's true.
That's all just straight up either our friends.
Yep.
Or actual.
That's all people we went to high school getting spammed invitations. So uh-huh. they accept yes and then unfollow.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is.
That is funny.
And that's
for me.
Fine.
It's funny for me to go. So I went through the members the other day just to I wonder who. And I'm like, no, they don't listen. There's no way that this person from high school mm-hmm. who is into macrame and she's got her mommy blog and all that, she doesn't listen to this. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way a few of my old bosses from work, there's no way they said I listen to Tad Bog.
This I will tell you that our Facebook page has changed whether or not I like things on Facebook, because I get a request now. I'm just accept.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Honestly, it's just like, all right.
No, if somebody sends me to invite me to like a page, I will like it, then send them a Tadpog link. If they like it, I will then unlike the thing that they ask me to like.
Oh, man.
So.
A little tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
Like and unfollow my thing, I will like and unfollow your thing.
Do you keep tabs on that?
Yeah, because I always check. Because I see when someone likes Tadpog. So if I like their thing and nothing comes back, I'll wait 3 or 4 days and then.
Oh, man, that's got to be exhausting.
So
I don't think I could keep that.
Not as exhausting as I need to check all of my blocked, because I know it's got to be like, it's at least 200 radio stations, at least on my blocked list, radio stations on Facebook.
Really? Like, what's up with that?
I block, I swear to God, at least two to three radio stations from Facebook every single day.
How is that fucking possible?
Because people just share like radio stations memes and shit from like wherever.
What group are you in that's doing this? It has to
no,
be.
No, just
like,
people. Just what? Just my friends will share like 103.7 rocks, and it's like an e-card, a stupid e-card. Like, no, no. Or it's a video from 10 years ago. No, no. Radio stations post just the most obnoxious shit on Facebook.
I have never once gotten anything.
Oh, man.
Having to do with the radio station.
Constantly, man. So, yeah, there you go.
I'll be on the lookout. I don't know whether to feel left out or like maybe I've got really cool friends on Facebook.
God, yeah. I mean, you think.
I'm going to send you one tonight. Well, no, actually, while I'm eating that big burrito, I'm going to like just 103.7 the Bull going to Tyler.
8 reasons why baseball is better than a woman to Tyler.
Oh, your dad said to you all these.
Oh, God. My dad loathes Facebook. No. I remember recently, or for his birthday, his sister, my aunt, she. Neither one of them liked their picture on Facebook, so she just drew stick figures of them and posted them on Facebook saying like, happy birthday, bro. I know you don't like your picture, so here's a stick figure that looks sort of like you. And it does. So
that just made me think of like, I don't know why, but just two family members not liking Facebook and them not having their real photos. Do you think there's someone out there who has made like multiple accounts and then like they talk to one another? Like a really lonely person, like a really
maybe
like, or maybe it's like an art thing. I got my MFA. That's totally an art thing. No. I'm a BFA. What the fuck did that come from? Not a master in anything.
Because I think I mentioned before, like my dad and my aunt both getting bad fights with my grandma because grandma wants to take pictures and just post everything all over Facebook. My dad he's lit. Pictures of him holding Kenna, if they're good, those will go. But anything else,
I didn't know where you were going.
He gets
that.
Like violently angry about his picture being on Facebook.
When you said he let, I thought you said he lit. And I was like, he lit photos of Kenna on fire?
Now you can't put them on Facebook.
I know how the internet works. Just burn them.
Well, like, that's what, because my dad, all right, trying to get, because the annex is a separate building from my house, and trying to get internet out here was a fucking trial.
You don't have any cable running to this annex.
I didn't. Yeah. I tried getting all sorts of like, signal extender boosters, extenders, like everything. Nothing. I could stand on the other side of the garage, get signal. Step inside the annex, nothing. Like, I don't know what this is made of, but no Wi-Fi signals are getting in here.
It's made out of garage material.
Yeah. So my dad and I got under the house and we had to run a wire. Through, like, if you were to look outside into, like, the patch of my yard that's way overgrown, there's actually a PVC pipe that runs straight across that with an Ethernet cable in it going into the annex. But I remember before we did that, when I was just trying to do the Wi-Fi signal, because I told Dad, I was like, yeah, we're going to have to run a cable. He didn't want to because it's a fuck ton of work because we had to go through the porch. We had to drill holes in the brick and to run all this out here. And he's like, now, what's probably going on, I know you have that glass storm door leading up against the fence. Try moving that. Like, I don't think that the glass door leaning across the fence is blocking the Wi-Fi signal from hitting the garage. Tyler, it's a weird thing. You don't know. You can't tell me it's not.
Maybe the internet thinks it's a real door and it's trying to go through it. And it keeps bouncing up against the wall.
It's knocking on it. I can't answer it.
It's not a real door. Makes sense to me.
So before he would help me run a wire over here, I had to go and move the storm door to the other side of the garage and then be like, nope, didn't help. Okay, I'll be over there in a little bit.
I like to think he was just fucking with you. I know he wasn't.
He wasn't.
But I like to think he was like, man, Tyler's had that door there for a really long time. I've asked him to move it like 100 times and he hasn't. It just really bugs me. I know what I'll do. Hey, Tyler, I don't think the internet can get in because of that door. Tricked him.
That's what I thought he was like back on like Uniracers whenever he would tell me that the tires are so big that they're throwing up my speedometer, so I better drive slower. That's what I thought he was doing then. Nope, they've done it again. It's a legitimate thing.
Wiley's not calling us back.
That's true. So he's, I guess we got to move on.
He's knee deep in asking off for work tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode. We've only referenced it 5 or 6 times because we're doing it again very shortly.
Beetlejuice. Tailspin. Oh.
Is Tailspin an NES game?
If it is, we're playing it.
I know. We are. Because I mentioned it last week, and you're like, we should turn that into a series about doing the horrible branding games. Mm-hmm. So we need to do Yo Noid.
Oh, definitely.
I brought it up to Sean Miller. Sean Miller was like, cool spot. I want to do Cool Spot.
Cool Spot.
Like, yep, done.
Which version? We got to do all of them, I guess.
We got to know which one's the best. You know what we love? 5-star iTunes reviews. If you just want to tell us we're talking about our lawns, that's fine. I love it. It's still a 5-star review. It helps us. It's written. We love it. So please go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star written review. It helps us out a lot. We try to further incentivize you for that to help us out. Shit, it is a game, and it's by Capcom. All right. So there's a game you want us to play. Hopefully it's Tailspin. Include that in the show notes. So there's a guest host you want for Tailspin. Say, who'd be a good host for Tailspin? Who loves cartoons about bears?
John Turley
and Nicole Nance. Can't get enough Tailspin. I wonder if Nicole knows what Tailspin is.
It'd be really cool. If we were to get some kind of porn star on the show, I feel like Tailspin would be like the best one because we can make so many booty jokes.
That's true.
So many butt jokes.
We're going to have to go down to the local strip club and be like, hey, we have to get private dances and then take them back there and be like, you don't have to dance. I just want to know like how much you know about Tailspin.
All right, I changed my mind. Dance a little bit.
Sit over there and dance, and I'm going to ask you questions about Baloo and Kit Cloud Kicker. And if you know enough and know what podcasts are, come to my house.
I changed my mind. Dance on me.
No. Get in your car and drive 20 minutes to my house.
It's not that far. We can do it at my house. It's fine.
Okay, that's much closer.
So close.
But whatever, you include in that 5-star review, we promise we will get to it
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to have a porn star on. We're going to be talking about Tailspin. More than likely, we're probably going to be doing Beetlejuice. But until then, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. I mean, there's going to be we're not going to be able to find Tyler's list of friends that he made.
Nope. But I'll try. It'll be a link you can't click on.
We're not going to try really hard because we got to publish this really fast. But yeah, there'll be a link. It'll probably go to, I don't know. Probably, I'm sure our local strip club probably has a Facebook page.
Yep.
That'd be kind of cool. So go to the show notes and check that out. They only change the name like every year.
Well, I'll put it in the show notes. Go to their website and say, hey, please go on to this podcast.
You're doing that because you know Exalted Lord Micah Purdue will do that.
Yep.
Speaking of Exalted Lord Micah Purdue, you know his domain is Facebook. You just know it is. Mm-hmm. You look at him, you're like, that guy knows a lot about Facebook, I bet. Mm-hmm. We're on there. You can find us at facebook.com/tadpog.
Great segue.
Thank you. There's a lot of cool people there. Not just Exalted Lord Micah Purdue. There's a lot of other cool people there, too. They're doing a lot of cool shit. Tyler, you normally make an episode post there, and that is probably the best way to let us know how you feel about what we talked about today. Did we leave something out about Diddy Kong Racing? Guarantee goddamn to you we did.
Yep.
Let us know there. There wasn't a quiz, so you can't give me shit about the things I got wrong on that quiz. By the way, I want to thank everybody. Everyone took a chill pill on the last round. No one sent me any kind of like message or text or saying, hey, man, I can't believe you didn't know Yummy Mummy. What's up, motherfucker? I thought you went to college. So thank you for that. You can find us on Twitter. We are at Tadpog.
Clearly, girls go to college to get more knowledge. You went to Jupiter and got more stupider. These quizzes.
I hope you made that up by yourself.
Do you remember that rhyme from elementary school?
No.
It's one of those things where, like, girls would play, like, the slap
origami
patty cake
fortune
kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. There wasn't double Dutch?
That's jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'll show you. We'll play a round of, like, this special patty cake after the show's over.
We're on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can find us at dadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome. I realize. You're welcome, Taryn. Thank you for everybody who is retweeting us, especially our episode posts that might reach other people who don't know of us. I don't know. It might.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for just tweeting at us. That's cool, too. You can call us if you want. We've got a phone number all set up through Google Voice. It's pretty cool. That's how with it we are. That's how internet savvy we are. We move around glass storm doors and set up Google Voice accounts. If you want to call us, you can do that at 270-883-2555. Leave us a voicemail. We love questions. Try to keep it under 3 minutes if possible. You can also text us, but I guarantee you I'll fuck up whatever you text. Mm-hmm. And totally make fun of your grammar if it's not correct. We've got a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I have a lot of house cleaning I do at the end of these episodes. We've got a Patreon.
I do the intro, so you have to do all the outro stuff.
I wasn't complaining.
I actually thought about this the other day. I was like, he talks a lot more at the end. Well, I guess I talk a lot more at the beginning. So I guess it evens out.
We've got a Patreon. If you feel like we're doing a good enough job and you want to give us a little money, you can do that. Mm-hmm. It's totally optional. But if you decide that you want to do that, go to patreon.com/tadpog. Enter in a dollar amount and then you're done.
It'll get you some bonus content.
It will get you some bonus content. We promise you'll get Zork eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You'll get it eventually.
Eventually. I'll have some downtime during this wedding this weekend, so I'll probably get it done this weekend, ready to be sent out.
Are we going to even edit that one, or are we just going to send it out?
I'll listen through it.
Okay.
Cut out, and you know, like, make sure, like, Nicole didn't say anything super racist. Cut out all of her super racist rants. She's at work frowning right now at her computer. We love you, Nicole. Say anything racist.
We do love you, Nicole. I've never heard you twice say something racist. I haven't thanked new Patreon donors in a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for that, but I don't have that list available currently. So that means I won't be able to get around to thanking you until next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So
Monday. We'll do it for Beetlejuice.
I mean, we can. I don't want to make that promise.
Okay. We'll thank you eventually.
I think that's all I got.
Or our theme song.
Yes.
It's Moves by Sycamore Drive.
Well done.
A link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
Very cool. How do you want to close it out?
Ooh.
Like Meepsy?
Okay.
Or Peepsy.
Or Peepsy.
Wait, we gotta pick one.
Okay.
You want me to do Meepsy?
You do Meepsy, I'll do Peepsy.
All right, okay.
So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn! I'm a mouse!
Cutest outro ever.
My name's Meepsy, and I like to fuck.